This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's wildfire season is underway, and firefighters are trying to stay ahead of warmer, drier, and more dangerous weather. This week, local fire crews and the U.S. Forest Service are lighting controlled burns near the community of Pine in Jefferson County. Here's South Platte District Ranger Brian Banks.
Not every inch has to burn for us to be successful. We like to have diversity across the landscape, both in terms of consumed fuel and unconsumed fuel, too. It just creates more diversity for the wildlife.
Banks says the burns preserve old-growth trees and help restore the patchwork of forest and grassland that used to exist. A jury has awarded a woman in Denver almost $4 million in a case involving Denver police. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
In 2022, Denver police stormed into 77-year-old Ruby Johnson's home. They had a search warrant claiming an iPhone in a stolen truck had pinged Johnson's address. But according to the ACLU of Colorado, the iPhone tracker pointed to an approximate location range, not Johnson's house specifically. With no other evidence, a jury ruled Monday the police did not have enough cause to search Johnson's home. Her lawyer said the case set a precedent in defending Coloradans against unlawful searches. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
In Colorado Springs, the main building at the downtown Martin Drake power plant is coming down. The longtime fixture of the city's skyline is set to be completely demolished this summer. Some of that work has already alarmed some of the neighbors. Residents who were unaware of the teardown made calls to local emergency responders last weekend as a dust cloud rose over the property. Colorado Springs Utility says it's working to limit dust spreading from the site. The Springs and Metro Denver have highs today in the 50s. It turns cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.